Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
In today's short devotional, we want to take a look at a section from the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 6, verses 26 through 30. Look at these verses. "Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith?" Again, that's Matthew chapter 6, verses 26 through 30. Now, most people know that it's bad to worry. And there's a lot of advice given to us to remind us that we shouldn't worry. A lot of this advice is encouraging, but kind of meaningless. When someone says, "Hey, just think positive," or "think happy thoughts," or "don't worry, be happy," you know, there's really not much substance to what they say. But when Jesus, in the Sermon on the Mount, told us not to worry, he did more than just give us meaningless advice. He gave us good, solid reasons why we should not worry. He began by telling us to look at the birds of the air. Your heavenly Father feeds them. Jesus reminded us that the birds are provided for by God. And you know, he takes pretty good care of them. Therefore, we should expect that God would also take care of us. Now, since Jesus gave us the example of the birds, we should also take careful note. The birds don't worry, but they do work. Birds just don't sit there with open mouths expecting God to fill them. They go out and work for the food that God has provided for them. Then Jesus drew the comparison between the birds and us. He said, "Are you not of more value than they?" The worry many people have over material things of life are rooted in a low understanding of their value before God. They don't comprehend how much God loves them and cares for them. Now, moving on from the example of the birds, Jesus gave us another logical reason why we should not worry. "Which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature?" You know, with this, Jesus reminded us that we worry and it accomplishes nothing. We can add nothing to our lives by worrying. There might be bigger sins than worry, but there are none that are more self-defeating and useless. It is interesting to notice that the ancient Greek words that are translated "can add," in other words, "which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature?" Those words "can add" might mean adding to life instead of adding to height. But the thought is really the same. Indeed, instead of adding to our life, we can actually harm ourselves through worry. Stress is one of the great contributors to disease and poor health. Then, Jesus made a third logical argument against worry. He used another example from nature. "If God so clothes the grass of the field," you know, with this, Jesus noted that God even takes care of the grass of the field, so he's certainly going to take care of you. We are confident of the power and the care of a loving Father. In this section, Jesus made the case for trusting God and for refusing to worry. He clothed his brief rebuke of worry with some sobering words. When he said to his hearers, and he said this to us as well, "You of little faith." Now, it's fair to say that little faith is not a little problem. It's a big problem because it treats God as if he were someone who could not be trusted. It's a big problem because it harms us with added stress and fear. I like what Charles Spurgeon, the great preacher of Victorian England, said about this kind of little faith. He said, to think the Lord who clothes the lilies will leave his own children naked is shameful. O little faith, learn better manners. You know, with these better manners before our good God, we will worry less and trust him more.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.org.